B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through
Giving
me through America.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
picture. Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
Added that.
I
yes,
didn't
you
even
did.
Know
what
you give me my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Hey.
It's Tuesday. It is the 12th day of February in the 19th year of 2000.
That it is, my friend.
Yeah.
And that it is indeed.
Hi.
Hey.
There he is. The man who knows how to put two and two together.
Atom and neutron.
Let me tell you something. Even my au pair, Elena, was like, Roy really didn't know?
Well, I mean, now I do.
He didn't know, Bert's buddy in Sesame Street, which turned out to be Ernie. Did Elena know that?
Yes.
Okay.
She sure did.
And she's born and raised in Italy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like that I'm at a disadvantage with that question because I was grounded from Bert and Ernie for pretty much my entire childhood, and I wasn't allowed to watch them. I wasn't allowed to play with the toys, so I don't know Bert and Ernie.
Well, I could get down with that theory, except for you didn't know any of the other pairs.
That's true also. And then I don't know if I can get down with that theory because it's like, you know... Everybody else is into it, and you should at least be aware of it. Like all you have to say is, no, I can't watch that, but yeah. I'm aware of who Bert and Ernie are, you know?
Yeah, Sesame Street wasn't the household of my house. Wasn't, like, the household thing.
Mm-hmm.
Raggedy Ann and...
There's an and?
You know this.
Right, so I just thought it was a Raggedy Ann doll.
No, Raggedy Ann
and... Patchy Patch.
Yeah, that's right.
Patchy Patch.
No, it sounded right.
Patchy Patch.
Andy.
Andy, yes.
Whatever.
We talked about this yesterday.
Don't care. Okay. I'm too dumb for it. I really didn't know it was Adam and Eve. I mean, I know the two combos. I know Adam and Eve. I didn't know that's what you were wanting.
Yeah. So we played a game yesterday, and there's a really funny video up right now. You should go check it out. If you can do it safely, if you come up to, like, a stoplight and you have a long, you know, minute, feel
I'm just
free.
Just waiting until you get to work.
Yeah, you can do it at a stoplight. Some, like, if you're at a left-hand turn and it just turned red on you, you got a good minute to go to the MRL show on Insta and watch it.
Yeah.
It's funny what Roy said yesterday at the MRL show. Go check that out. Lots to do today. We got 5 seconds to cash coming up at 6:58 this morning.
I'm sure we won't screw it up.
Nope. I'll make sure you're listening at 6:58. So I'll tell you this, 6:58, 10:58, and 3:58 every day, you're shot to win. That's the time you need to be listening, because that's when we're going to ask for caller 9.
Yeah, that's the time to
win. We're going to play at 7, noon, and 4.
Yes.
But if you tune in at those times, you're going to miss us telling you to call in.
Sure.
So if you want in.
That's straight from the boss's mouth. Yesterday, yes. We have a whole email chain about it, and we disagreed. We were like, dude, you should do it at when we say we're playing it.
Right.
No. Yeah. That's when we're just playing the winners.
Right. So make sure you're listening then. What else? Oh, these are grooming tips to get the most out of your shower time that I want to get into from Men's Health magazine. Like, you shouldn't just be in the shower showering.
What else are you supposed to be doing?
Well, there's like 5 other things I tell you to do.
Yes. I can maybe hop on board with teeth and shaving.
No teeth in the shower.
But what else? Okay.
They're on the list. We'll get into that too this morning. Also, brand new War of the Roses, which to me is less about cheating and more about someone being broken up with unknowing.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's with Michelle and Jimmy. And Jimmy's got a healthy obsession with another sport, quote unquote. So we'll get into that. Loren's got catchphrase in here. Maybe we'll play catchphrase later on.
Yeah.
It's fun. Okay.
You know, I don't know that I've ever truly played catchphrase.
We played catchphrase with Cam one time. Cam Newton.
Yeah, but he played and we just...
No. It was Roy and Cam and me and you.
Oh.
We were a team. Way to remember, Loren.
Sorry.
And then since Valentine's Day is coming, we've got a bunch of Valentine's Day stuff for you. Like women, guys, women might not even be into Valentine's Day as much as you think it is, according to, as much as you think they are, according to a new study.
Well, somebody posted online, they're like, reply back with what you got for Valentine's Day last year. And if you don't remember, type in, I don't know, on as a GIF.
Mm-hmm.
And like everyone was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
No one remembers their Valentine's Day present.
Yeah. Dinner, candy.
I don't remember it. I'm sure it was nice.
And now, like, Amanda and I are like, what are we going to do? And it's now it's about the kids. I mean, Ruby's 6 months old, so she doesn't know, but Dean's excited for it. So we're just going to, like, make dinner for him, and we're going to make, like, a heart-shaped pancake, and we're going to have breakfast for dinner.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And we'll probably argue about it.
Why do you think you'll argue?
You know, because I'll make the pancake wrong, or the bacon will burn, you know. It'll be...
Love.
Love is in the air. That's the new thing now, too. Like, Dean was doing homework last night, and he wasn't doing it great. I was making my HelloFresh flatbread. I called it a flatbread pizza. I think it's just a flatbread, though.
I'll have to look. I don't know.
Anyway, I was making this flatbread, and so I hear Amanda going, Dean, that's not even a good E. Like, do it right. And I was like, buddy, you know, do it right. And Amanda turns, and she's like, I got this, babe. You know, let's not overpower him because he's going to shut down. Dean goes... Here comes a fight.
A little crap, man.
He's got my but he's also got my little side comments thing going on in his life. Just like that, he goes, here comes a fight.
Oh,
and she goes, you think we're going to fight? We're not going to fight.
That's so funny.
Daddy's just going to say, I'm sorry, and he's going to move on.
I did. I was like, all right, babe, you're right. You handle it. I'll make the HelloFresh.
Yeah.
So, all right, cool. Up next, though, we are going to get into some of those Valentine's Day conversations. You know, like women don't like it as much as supposedly they do. Oh, plus you're not getting the gifts that you're supposedly wanting anyway for Valentine's Day.
Hey guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you. Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
Somebody just bring some Chinese food up in here?
No, I got an egg from Famous Apron Catering.
Oh. It smells like maybe, I don't know, the egg and the fried rice or something like that is the smell I'm getting.
Yeah, I just got a whiff of it.
It's called a Denver Scramble, which I don't know what's going on in Denver. But I can't wait to try it.
Well, what's in it? Now I'm invested.
I don't know. It looks like peppers and ham.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Well, enjoy, buddy. We'll try and make this quick so you can get to eating, okay?
I'm hungry. Hurry.
So 48% of women say Valentine's Day is important, while 52% of men say Valentine's Day is important. What's that mean?
Is or isn't?
Is.
Wait, but 52% of both sexes says it's important?
No, 52% of men say Valentine's Day is important, and 48% of women say Valentine's Day is important. So men clearly think it's more important than women.
Yeah.
Well, I think we can all agree that everyone thinks it's important.
Okay. Anyway, I think traditionally, and not that this makes it the right thing or whatever, but I think men have been ingrained to think Valentine's Day is important because they're typically the ones in charge for Valentine's Day.
Right. So what you're saying is that 48% of the women could include, I don't know, Macy, whose husband is a pilot and isn't even home on Valentine's Day, therefore it's not even important, or in the military or something like that.
Sure.
Yeah, okay, I can see that.
Like, Dallas isn't going to be home for Valentine's Day this year. And, like, we're not really celebrating. Like, we said, no, you know, no gifts this year. We're just going to do, like, Valentine's Day cards. And
then you got to get it for cash, right?
Yeah. We'll do something for cash.
All right. So 90% of men say that they want this for Valentine's Day. What do you think?
Moving furniture.
That's damn right it is.
Yeah. 90%.
Yeah. It's so funny. You guys are so dumb.
Original.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is all Valentine's Day stuff, you guys, which is coming this Thursday. 25% of people will spend between $50 and $99, while 22% of people will spend $25 to
$49. Okay.
And a low percentage of people will spend between $100 and $150.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't need anything for Valentine's Day. I would like flowers, quite honestly, but I like Dallas is really good about bringing flowers home, like once a week.
Yeah.
I love having fresh flowers in the house. So other than that, I don't really need anything for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I don't think Sterling and I are celebrating this year.
Flowers, chocolate, jewelry. top the list of things. Plus a weekend getaway, then close.
Mm-hmm. We're doing a weekend getaway in Fort Lauderdale.
And get this, Roy, Sterling, myself, Dallas, and my mom and her boyfriend are all going to dinner on Saturday night in Fort Lauderdale. So maybe we'll have a couple's Valentine's Day late.
Love it.
Can't wait for stories on Monday, of course. But what's the occasion? Why are you all going?
Sterling's there for work, and I'm just hitching onto that wagon.
Who decided to go first? Roy and then Lorraine jumped on and said, I'll go too?
Yes, but we're not going on the same vacation. We're just...
We're going to be in the same city at the same time.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. Don't forget, Thursday is Valentine's Day, but if you haven't made your reservations at your favorite restaurant yet, no need to freak out about it, because once again, the MRL show has come through.
Oh.
We have made reservations at restaurants that we'll be handing out Wednesday and Thursday.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
For people who don't have any, okay?
All right.
Great. Bye.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
Shucks, I thought I'd be able to eat my breakfast, but here we go. Another bit.
Listen. We don't necessarily have to talk in this segment.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Maybe I'll make this fast for you too, Roy. All right. So Cardi B, she had a really awkward moment. She was the first female rapper to win Rap Album of the Year at the Grammys. And somebody was so impressed with that they sent her flowers to congratulate her. Although she was a little confused on who sent them. The card just said, you've got a heart so big it could crush this town, which is the lyrics to a Tom Petty song, Walls. Well, she thought Tom Petty had sent her the flowers. Except for once she posted on social media, thank you to Tom Petty for the flowers, people reminded her that he has since passed on.
So clearly, Tom Petty is in the lyrics.
No.
She said,
thank you, Tom Petty.
Oh.
Like, she thought Tom Petty sent them to her, but he is not with us anymore.
She was unaware that he passed on.
Oh.
Yeah. A little awkward moment for her. The post has since been taken down, by the way.
I hope.
Ariana Grande, she is known for her pin straight hair and that long ponytail. Well, she just showed all of her fans what she looks like without all that makeup and the hair and everything else. She posted a picture from 20 years ago of herself with curly hair. And she said, to be very honest, I'm 25 and I was 5 there, but there's no difference in what I look like without all the hair, makeup. The only difference is I didn't have the barbecue grill finger tattoo.
Okay.
Yeah. America's Got Talent, there are some changes coming. Gabrielle Union and Julianne Hough will be joining Simon and Howie on the judges panel for this season.
So Heidi Klum and...
They won't be there this coming season. So I don't know if maybe they just need a break or, you know, what the deal is there, but they are getting two new judges this season, and Terry Crews is going to be taking over the hosting responsibilities. Mm. Yeah.
I liked it back when it was Nick Cannon and Howard, even Sharon, when Sharon was on.
Yeah, me too.
Sharon was funny.
That was probably, I think, the height of that show.
And I enjoyed Piers Morgan. A lot of people hated that guy.
My favorite.
I don't like the new stuff.
Yeah. Avril Lavigne.
Mel B. That was the other judge. I couldn't think of her name.
Yeah.
Avril Lavigne, she's got a new song coming out with Nicki Minaj. We haven't heard from Avril Lavigne in a hot minute, but she's got a new song coming out today, and then her album will drop on Friday. So as soon as we get that new track from her, it's called Dumb Blonde, we will put that out there for you.
All right.
Yeah, but that's your dirty for now.
According to menshealth.com, you should be doing these 8 things in the shower. Not just showering, washing your hair, washing your body. There's 8 other grooming things you could be doing in the shower. Want to get into those?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Coming up in just about 8 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So, we're going to be giving you $100 with 5 seconds to cash. That's going to be coming your way in...
$200.
Oh, it's no one won it yesterday?
No one won yesterday with AJ or with Cameron filling in for AJ.
Oh, you're holding a 2 at me, and I'm like, why is he giving me the peace sign?
Oh, it's $200, bro.
Oh, okay. Well, so then that means someone won yesterday.
Yep.
At noon.
But nobody won with AJ. Okay.
Yep, nobody won with Cameron filling in for AJ yesterday.
Oh,
so okay. I'm excited. I heard it. I knew the song.
And we get it again today because the song and the money rolls over if somebody doesn't get it right.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay.
6:58 this morning. Make sure you're listening for your shot to call in.
So these are grooming tips to get the most out of your shower time. And I got to tell you, a lot of people are like way for it or way against it. It's very polarizing. This is from Men's Health. Lorraine, this is something you may do.
Okay.
Put on a mask while the water warms up.
Yeah.
And let the steam and all that stuff help draw out the impurities and dirt as it dries and gives you a much deeper clean.
I like that idea. But that's in the shower?
Well, while the shower's on warming up, you put the mask on.
Oh.
Do you get in the shower while it's warming up, or do you wait for it to steam and then get in?
I wait for it to steam.
Some of the things, I was today's years old when I found out, and one of them was today I found out I could just wait for the shower to warm up instead of just hopping in and dealing with the cold. All the dumb things people do. use the steam to shave. And now, this actually came from Truman's Gentleman Groomers in New York City. They say the shaving in the shower will be the best you'll get outside the barbershop.
Really?
Yep.
Because your pores are open.
The steam softens your facial hair, and the moisture helps decrease irritation.
And you got to get a little mirror in there so you can see.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So far, I'm 0 for 2.
When you use a body wash, use a loofah.
Yeah.
Your hands just don't cut it.
Yeah, I don't use a washcloth.
Yeah.
I remember having a huge argument with our friends over at Power 98 because they couldn't believe it.
You just use your hands.
Yeah.
I do too.
I know.
If I'm on the road, I do. Like I won't.
They were claiming that was a white person thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I use a loofah.
Well, you know, Sterling's black and he does use a loofah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know if there's something to it.
What were you going to say?
I use a loofah at home, but if I'm on the road, I refuse to use the washcloths that are in the hotel room.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're hard.
Not only that, but I think it's gross. Yeah. Like some stranger wash themselves with that.
Brush your teeth in the shower?
Yeah, I've heard people do that.
It's either you're very into it or very against it. I used to do it back like in college, and I was working 20 hours a day at the radio station trying to do crap work.
I had a friend of mine. I went to visit him when we were in college, and he had the toothbrush in a cup in the shower, like on the...
Ooh, that'd be moldy.
Where you put the soap.
Yeah.
And with that, I go, bro, you brush your teeth in here? He's like, yeah. And the next thing you know, he's taking a shower. I was doing my hair like... That's a thing.
Wouldn't that get moldy though? Just the water just trapped.
Yeah, kids in college.
Yeah, who cares?
That's the least of his worries. Yeah, is the moldy toothbrush.
Also on the list is polish your feet. Washing below your knees in the shower. Some do, some don't.
I got to be honest. I probably could do a better job of getting my feet in the shower.
Really?
Yeah. I do the tops. I don't really get under, like, I don't always get underneath the bottoms. Especially in the summer, I try a little more than the winter, obviously, but.
Yeah, I'm really bad about that.
It's a whole thing.
That's like.
Bending over.
I'll crash out the shower.
Bending over is a whole thing. Well, you know, it all washes. The soap runs down.
Yeah.
To your feet anyway.
No, you still got to clean it. I clean Cash, like, that. I make sure anyone that's giving Cash a bath remembers to clean his feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then last and the booty. Was using in-shower lotion, which I use that. I do in-shower lotions.
You do?
Yeah.
Does the lotion stay in the shower?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. I mean, I personally don't have room in my shower for it, so I take in and out, but yeah.
Okay. All right. There you go. There's a couple more, too. We'll throw them up on kiss95.1.com, the thing you should be doing in the shower that you're probably not. And then up next, we got the products of the year, y'all. We're going to tell you what the most popular products were coming up in under 10 minutes.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Get your chance. Two hundos. As we do 5 seconds to cash. This is going to be coming a minute away. Don't go anywhere for that.
The products of the year, they released the list, and I just scanned it over, Lorraine. You have it.
Yeah.
It's for different categories, too.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things we should look for in 2019.
Yeah, and some of these maybe I need to check up on, because the alcoholic beverage of the year was Strongbow's Hard Cider, and they're just 100-calorie slim cans, and I love those, what are they called?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Trulias?
Yeah, Trulias. Mm-hmm. And so maybe I'll like that.
Mm.
Mm. The candy bar that everyone loves is the Butterfinger.
Hmm.
which isn't a new thing.
What website is this from, by the way? Who's the giving us the products of the year? I need to know the source.
Source is product of the year.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh. Product of the year is by the product of the year.
Yeah.
Chevy would like to know, would like to tell you that the Chevys of the year are as follows.
This is based on a national study of over 40,000 customers.
Okay.
Yeah. And they picked 36 products. Obviously, we can't talk about them all, but you can probably go to the website and figure it out. Let's see. Bronny has a Terra Square Towels. Terra Square Towels.
Okay.
First, I thought you said terrace towels.
No, Terra Square.
Okay.
The cookie of the year is Oreo Thin Bites.
Yep, I can get down with those. They're the same taste as an Oreo, but you feel like you're taking in less calories and it's healthier for you because it's thin.
But are you going to eat more because they're thin?
Yeah, right, I will.
And I like the cream anyway.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, my mom is the one that likes the cookie.
She licked the cream out?
Yeah, when I went back to my hometown and I saw the Oreos, if you open it up, she just like, there's like a crap ton of cream inside of the Oreo container.
She just like took them off with
Yeah, and just like left it in.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so at first I thought there was like a rodent issue. Like some animal
ate the cookie but left that.
I don't know, but yeah, she loves the cookie.
Hmm.
Interesting.
I mean, I love the cookie too, but that's a lot of work. Yeah. And then she puts the tops back on because sometimes if you break it, if you take the cookie off, it breaks.
I don't know what she does.
I think your mom and
this one.
Your mom and I would be the perfect pair. She could just put all that icing on my one cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the frozen entree of the year is Lean Cuisine Originals.
Hmm.
I do like Lean Cuisine.
What else?
What else?
I mean... scrubbing bubble bleach for your toilet? What do you want?
No, I don't know. Anything else good?
That's good.
They give us movie of the year?
No.
Car of the year?
Nope. Ain't got that either.
Well, this is a great product of the year, Lev.
He's got no credentials. He's not a doctor. But he does go to the doctor a lot. He's not qualified in any way to give you any advice. But if you want it, you can have it. Here's unqualified advice from Roy.
By the way, if you want to help me out, because, you know, I'm not qualified in any way. How about the phones with us? 704-570-9595, and you can help out with unqualified advice. But who's the poor soul that needs my help?
Well, she would like to stay anonymous for this. But she does say, my fiance wants to invite his ex-girlfriend to our wedding. This is already bad, in my opinion. He says that they're friends and that it's important to him. I want him to move on from the past. It's been 3 years since they broke up. What do I do?
Oh, well, see, there's a lot of missing information.
Like,
were they together for years? Are they best friends? Did they have kids in common?
I think the whole thing is irrelevant.
Oh,
I don't want her at the wedding.
What? I mean,
I like that you both in your arguments look to me.
Tiebreaker.
Come on, man. Like, you're making your arguments to me. We do that with each other.
The angel,
you know,
one's the devil.
We always do that.
Yeah. I mean, what do you do? You tell him she can't come.
I mean, they've been broken up for, it's been 3 years since they broke up.
Well, my question for you, Roy, would be, like, if they were that good of friends, wouldn't she know who she was, this anonymous?
Does she not know who she is?
No, I mean, it doesn't sound like, but if she did know who she was, she wouldn't have an issue with her coming to the wedding.
Yeah, I guess you get a point. If she's always been a friend of the couple, this wouldn't even be an email or Facebook message, however they hit us up.
Like, if she was responsible for getting the two of them together, I would get it, but I feel like she would have told us that if that was the case.
Maybe someone's been in the spot, though, then you can shine a little light for Roy, 704-570-9595. Well, he's over there with his thinking cap on. Did you have to deal with someone wanting to invite an ex to your wedding?
Well, you know the saying, a happy wife, a happy life?
Yeah.
It's just now beginning, so she needs to run the house. She's the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She runs the household. So it's time. Her first step as wife is to disinvite the girlfriend. That's what I want her first job to be.
I think there's something to that. I think what Roy said, if you're starting off your marriage and one person disagrees with something, make your case. If that still doesn't work, then drop it.
Drop what?
Drop the
wedding, of course.
Yeah.
dramatic.
No. You drop the argument. Don't make a big deal about it. It's about you two, not the friend.
Yeah.
Unless now he wants to make the friend jealous. The ex.
Yeah, but I figured he would have communicated that, right? He would tell, hey, listen, let's get back at... Well, no, he wouldn't say that to her.
704-570-9595. Help our buddy Roy out in unqualified advice. Did you ever deal with a situation where someone wanted to invite the ex to your wedding? Your significant other, your partner wanted to invite their ex.
I feel like if this wasn't so fresh, maybe it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
So fresh. When did they break up?
She said it's been 3 years since they broke up.
How's that fresh?
Because obviously she was probably the next person that he dated if they're engaged now. You know what I mean? Like a 3-year
relationship. There wasn't enough women between her and...
It's not far enough removed for me personally. Like if Dallas won, and I wouldn't even have, this wouldn't even have flown with me then, but maybe as an adult now.
Maybe.
Like he had a girl, Carla, that he dated in college, and they were really good friends afterwards. They'd broken up and they stayed, you know, connected, but it didn't work out.
But
you
knew her.
I don't really know her. I know of her. I've met her a few times when we go back to Blacksburg. But there was enough people between Carla and me that if Dallas really wanted her at the wedding...
You wouldn't care.
I'm not saying I wouldn't care. I would entertain the idea. I'm not saying that I would even have let this happen, but I would have entertained the idea.
Because there was other women that he dated in between her and you. Okay,
right.
That's an interesting thought process.
Let's bring in Jessica from Moxville. Hey, Jessica.
Hey.
Hey.
My ex invited me to his wedding, which is actually coming up. And I don't think it's right. I don't mind him being in a relationship with this woman, and we do have a child, and my daughter will probably go. But I don't think it's right for an ex to be involved in your new relationship.
I agree.
I was asking at the very beginning, did they have any children in common? Because maybe I can maybe understand something along those lines.
But Jessica has children with this guy, and she's not going. Are you going to the wedding?
No, ma'am. No.
Yeah, okay. I see that she doesn't want to go, but I understand his train of thought. Like, mm-hmm. I have a child with her. I want my child to be there.
I feel like if they
who's going to watch
together,
my child?
That would have been now.
The new wife probably gave the blessing.
Just invite the child.
Yeah, but the new wife clearly gave the blessing, Jessica. You know what I mean?
We're all talking on top of each other.
Yeah, but if the parent lets the kid go, wouldn't that be their blessing?
Yeah, I guess. Thank you. But she's not giving the blessing that Jessica got, this anonymous.
Right.
Anonymous isn't okay with it. Like,
well, maybe she did, but I mean, maybe it's, you know what I mean? Like, maybe the invitations already went out, and she was like, you know what? The more I think about this, I don't like this idea.
Well, I say put the foot down. You're about to have many years of putting your foot down. Go ahead and hit it hard and say no. She cannot come. Disinvite.
You are setting the bar for the rest of your life.
Or be weirdly petty and invite one of your exes. I'm okay with that, too.
You got people on hold like Tina and Anonymous, and everybody's got a different opinion on this. You want to talk to them?
Yeah. 704-570-9595. We'll take these phone calls in 5.
Kiss 95.1. Unqualified advice with Roy. Anonymous sent us a message and said that
she isn't comfortable with her fiance's ex-girlfriend coming to their wedding, and they've been broken up for 3 years.
So during that commercial break and song, my wife texted me and said that she had two exes at our wedding. I only knew one. I don't know who the other one was, and I tried calling her, and she didn't answer.
So what? You were okay with it, though? You were fine? You didn't
care?
I
was actually friendly with the guy.
Okay.
Yeah. She introduced me to him. He's a really nice guy. He was really nice to me. Zach, his name was, right?
Yeah.
Amanda? It was Zach, and I don't know who the other one was.
I wonder how far removed they were.
Let's find out. I'd like to hear from my wife.
Let's talk to Gina in Charlotte. Welcome, Gina.
Hey, good morning, y'all. How you doing?
We're doing well. I'm so glad to be talking to you. You sound so bubbly. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Thank you. We listen to you religiously every single morning.
Aww,
me and my kids.
Thank y'all. I appreciate that.
You guys are the best. So go ahead and chime in on Unqualified.
Yeah, I went into, I actually went to my ex-boyfriend's wedding. He got married in Aspen, Colorado, and we were living in Los Angeles at the time. And We dated all 4 years of college, and we just stayed great friends. You know, I don't know, there's no reason for animosity. So my ex-boyfriend and I actually flew to Aspen, Colorado to go to his wedding, and a little bit weird, they had a big slideshow, and there was like a bunch of pictures of us from college.
Oh, that's weird, man.
Yeah, it was a little weird. Yeah. But, you know, we spent 4 years together, and, you know, why not be friends? We just didn't work out as a couple. So. Yeah.
Did his fiance know that y'all had dated?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, okay. We dated all 4 years of college, and we just, you know, he moved back to New Jersey, I moved back to Pennsylvania, and it just, you know, it didn't work, but he lives in California now, and we've stayed, like, the best of friends.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Gina. We want to get to Caitlin real quick.
Okay, Caitlin, welcome. Whoa.
That's how I feel.
Caitlin, are you there?
Yeah,
Caitlin has an ex is coming to the wedding in July, and they're now best friends. Ooh. So I thought maybe that would have been some good advice on how you can make that into a thing. But maybe Caitlin will get back in touch with us, and maybe my wife will too, and I'll find out. I know one boyfriend ex was at our wedding. I don't know who the second one was.
Who's she hiding?
I'm going to find out live.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
I actually think it's kind of less of a big deal if there was more than one there. Because then they were a dime a dozen.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
My wife is Miss Memphis?
No, that's not what I meant. Don't twist my words around. All right, so Jada Pinkett Smith, she appeared at the Grammys with Michelle Obama, and she posted a selfie of the two of them hanging out together. Well, when Will Smith saw the picture...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sure. He took it as a moment to say, I'd like to make a bid for the White House.
Mm. Whoa, okay.
So, might be looking at...
I don't know. I think maybe the whole celebrity thing didn't work.
Yeah.
According to people who are into it.
Liam Hemsworth, he skipped the Grammys, and it was for a good reason. He didn't walk the carpet with his new wife, Miley, and it was because he was fighting kidney stones. He was actually, Saturday night, he had checked into the hospital and had to cancel his press junkets for his new movie, Isn't It Romantic?
Oh, gosh.
I know.
I don't ever want one.
Did you ever have one?
No, but I know statistically it's probably in my favor. I don't want one.
It's coming.
Dallas fought kidney stones when we first started dating, and it was really, really bad for him.
Like a train pulling into the station, whatever it is, it's coming to Roy.
Yeah.
All right, and Handmaid's Tale, this is one of my favorite Hulu series, and they usually come out in April. Well, this new one for season 3 is going to come out June 5th. It's on my birthday, so even though I'm upset, I'm going to have to wait a little bit longer. I think it's a good birthday present for me.
Okay.
And Alicia Keys, she's got a new song. We got that up?
Yep.
All right, cool. How to Raise a Man.
Show me your hands. Show me your hand. Boy, if you understand.
Beautiful, and she's coming off of an awesome Grammy performance.
Yeah, she said that she was so inspired by the musical night that she wanted to have some fun and release a new song. So
it's also called good publicity.
Yeah,
good timing.
Yeah.
You're on headlines, so.
That's your dirty.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Wren, 704-570-9595. She's got 42 wins. Call now, take her down.
It's time for Can't Beat the Wren.
Rant.
On Kiss 95.1.
Hi, Gracie.
Hi.
Hey, welcome to the Mini Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Good morning.
You are playing Can't Beat Lorraine.
Yes, I'm so excited. I call like almost every day on the way to school, and I finally got it.
There you go. Keep trying. Now that you got it, will you throw her out of the studio so we can play?
Lorraine, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
Lorraine is leaving the studio. If you watch her on MRL TV, look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook Live.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Apparently, Will Smith's having thoughts of running for president. If he becomes president, who would the first lady be?
Jaden Smith.
That's the son.
Jada. Without the
end. Right.
Okay, there we go.
We also would have accepted his wife. No, okay. I'm joking. We need specific. Okay, Chris Pratt was on Ellen, and he said that Chris Hemsworth has his vote for the sexiest Chris. What Marvel character does Chris Hemsworth play?
Thor.
Kourtney Kardashian's daughter Penelope got her very first haircut. Aww. Who's Penelope's dad?
Scott Disick.
We've been waiting all season for The Bachelor, for Colton to fence jump, like we saw in the previews. It didn't happen last night, but apparently it's going to happen next week. True or false, Chris Hansen is the host?
False.
Question number five. Pink kicked off her tour and told the crowd that she can't remember the last time that she didn't perform without hanging from wires during her concert. Who is her husband?
Oh, my gosh.
Three.
Oh, goodness. I don't know.
Two, okay, no answer there. Come on in, Lorraine.
Good?
Yep.
Yep. Gracie got four correct.
Okay.
All right. Not bad, Gracie. Let's see how Lorraine does. You ready?
Yeah.
Apparently,
yeah.
Will Smith is having thoughts of running for president. If he becomes president, who's the first lady going to be?
Jada Pinkett Smith.
That's right. 1-1.
And question two. Chris Pratt was on Ellen and said that Chris Hemsworth has his vote for the sexiest Chris. A, do you agree with that?
Yes.
You do? You think he... I thought Chris Pratt was your dude.
Yeah, but Chris Hemsworth is way hotter.
Whoa.
Way.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, what Marvel character is Chris Hemsworth known for playing?
Thor. Probably the only comic book character ever created that I know who plays who.
Kourtney Kardashian's daughter Penelope got her very first haircut. Who is her dad?
Scott Disick.
3-3.
And we've been waiting all season of The Bachelor for Colton to fence jump like we saw in the previews. It didn't happen last night, but apparently it's going to happen next week. True or false, Chris Hansen is the host?
False.
That is correct. It's currently 4-4.
You don't want Chris Hansen showing up at your house. All right. Pink kicked off her tour this weekend, and she told the crowd that she can't remember the last time that she performed without hanging from some sort of wires during her show. Who was her husband?
Oh.
That's a hard one.
I don't know.
Semi-famous.
I don't know.
Been together since 2008.
I probably should know this.
I didn't know either, but neither did Gracie. Who is it?
Carrie Hart.
Who?
Carrie Hart, motorcycle racer.
I've never heard of
this. Yep.
Who would have never guessed it in a million years.
Yeah. Sorry, Gracie. Got both of us on that one. It is a tie, so it's not quite a win. Ties stay with the house, unfortunately. Not our rules, but you know what I want to hear before we let you go.
My name's Gracie, and I can't beat Lorraine.
But you can tie me, Gracie.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Bye.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show.
You know, we're known for busting cheaters, making Charlotte safe to date.
But we think we found someone who loves his bowling ball more than he loves his girlfriend.
Yeah, it was very strange. It was like, even at some point, I'm like, so are they breaking up? Are they not breaking? I don't know.
Michelle's got the line of the War of the Roses, though.
That she does.
It's really funny.
You have to hear a brand new War of the Roses coming up at 5.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Michelle, you've been dating Jimmy for about a year now. What makes you think that he's cheating on you all of a sudden?
Because Valentine's Day is basically our anniversary. And, like, so he's just been acting weird. So I asked him, what are we doing for Valentine's Day? Like, what's going on? And he's like, I can't, we were supposed to have plans, and he changed it, and now he's like, I have some bowling league thing that they can't get out of, so.
On Valentine's Day?
Right? Like, I just don't know, I have this sinking feeling inside of me that, like, he's cheating on me. I can't pinpoint it, but
so
I
nothing,
just really.
Other than him saying that he has plans, nothing is really, like, you haven't seen a text message from someone else, or there's no one hanging around.
I mean, no, I haven't, but that's kind of, like, it's out of character for him. But seriously, who schedules a bowling league night on Valentine's Day? I mean, it's not a singles league.
Is there a woman friend on the bowling league?
He doesn't really let me be a part of that, so
I'm trying not to go to, like, to the worst case scenario here, but there might be.
What if nothing's going on?
And he sends the flowers to her?
Yeah, like...
I mean, then he's not cheating on me, and then we can deal with it. I don't know.
But it sounds like your relationship has some issues anyway, even if he's not cheating on you. Like, it sounds like the bowling league is a thing for you, and...
If he's cheating, then that's a real big problem. If we have issues, then, like, we can work through that.
Right.
But right now, I just want to know if I'm being cheated on.
I get that.
Lorraine? Okay. Is this enough evidence for you?
I just think it sounds strange that he's doing something other than Valentine's Day on Valentine's Day, especially a bowling league sounds a little weird.
It does?
Yeah.
You guys are... All right. Okay. We'll make the call. Okay.
Valentine's Day is for your loved one.
And we always say if there's a hunch, there's typically...
Yeah,
right. Where there's smoke, there's...
Smoke.
Fire. Right. All right, Roy, let's dial him up, put your reader glasses on, get a look at that number.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Jimmy, please.
Who's this?
Well, my name is Seal. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I'm looking for Jimmy because he's the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of his friends tagged him in our post, and I'm looking for him to find out who he would like to send free red roses to.
I don't think that's me. I don't really use the Instagram thing.
Well, it wouldn't be something that you tagged yourself in. We asked people to tag two of their friends, and then we would randomly pick somebody to win the roses. So once I get to the end here, I could probably tell you who tagged, if this is Jimmy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, this is he. This isn't like a scam or nothing?
There's no reoccurring charge. We don't charge delivery. We just ask you to tell somebody about our services.
And all right, if it doesn't cost me nothing, okay.
Okay. So who would you like to send a dozen beautiful romantic red roses to?
Oh, man.
Romantic roses just in time for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. No, I think, you know what? My mom would love them, so...
Well, they're
romantic
roses. You don't have anyone romantically that you'd like to send them to?
Yeah. If you caught me like a month ago, then and I would have had someone to send them to. But nope, very single now.
Oh, you don't have a girlfriend?
What? Jimmy, what? Are you serious right now? Like, what?
Jimmy, that's Michelle. Apparently, she thought she was your girlfriend.
Yeah, this is War of the Roses with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. It's where we bust cheaters.
I knew this wasn't... God dang it. Oh, man.
So, Jimmy, did you forget to tell Michelle that you were broken up, or...?
No. I thought it was pretty obvious.
Pretty obvious. Is this how the rest of your four relationships ended? Just after almost a year that you just pretty obviously just ghosted them?
I'm not like, you know, I kind of stopped returning your calls and your texts all the time. And, you know, yeah, I still respond here and there, but I...
Well, when's the last time y'all saw each other?
Like maybe a couple days ago? Weeks.
Okay.
Okay, wait. One of you said 2 weeks and the other one said a couple days.
Michelle first. When was the last time you saw each other?
Like, last week. Like, a couple days ago. Not very long ago.
Okay.
Really? I feel like it's been longer than that. But, yeah. No, this is...
Do we have the right number?
I don't know. This is weird.
Okay,
so you're breaking up with her.
What's to break up? I thought it was obvious. Like, she wanted to make plans on Valentine's Day. I was like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm going to go bowling.
So you thought that meant you were broken up?
Because you told her you were busy?
Well, I thought she'd eventually be honest with herself and figure it out.
Why don't you be honest with me? Like, we said it was a year of our life together. You don't even have the freaking courtesy to tell me that we're not dating anymore?
I just,
who in the hell thinks that they just figure it out?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not convinced that there's not another woman. How about that? How about, Jimmy, you come clean with us right now and with Michelle, and is there somebody else? Because she had premonitions and thoughts that you were cheating.
I don't got time for nobody else. I got work. I got my family. I got bowling. I'm booked.
I think he's dating a bowling ball. I don't even know anymore.
Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Oh, man, we got to talk about that War of the Roses. But first, there's just one question that we have to go back to about an hour ago, Roy.
Yeah, it was during Unqualified Advice. We had Anonymous reach out and say, hey, you know, I'm about to get married, and my fiance wants to invite his girlfriend that he broke up with 3 years ago, his ex.
Okay, and so my wife texted me and said we actually had two of her exes at our wedding.
And you only know about one?
She says I know about the second one, but I don't remember. Hey, babe.
Hey.
Okay, so, and then you also went to an ex's wedding, didn't you?
I don't think so.
Mm, okay.
All right. I can think of.
So there was a dude named Zach who you dated right before we met, right?
Yep.
Okay, and he was at the wedding.
Yes, he was at the wedding.
That's one. And Zach was very nice to me. I had no problems. Like Amanda told me that they dated.
Mm-hmm.
For the life of me, I can't think of the other one. In fact, I'm going through my Rolodex in my head. We had like, how many people at our wedding? Like almost 200?
Oh, my God.
Good God.
It was like 250.
Wow. So, yeah, y'all had a really big wedding. You probably didn't even run into this other person.
That's the thing, too, is like, if you're having a huge wedding, I don't know, I'm one of those people where I'm like, the thing with these two guys was I was best friends with them through high school and college.
Oh.
I dated one of them in high school for maybe 2 months and one of them in college for maybe 2 months. But, like, we'd stay friends. After we dated, we were just like, this isn't working.
Yeah.
Move forward kind of thing.
Adam,
so, like, to me, it was more, no, his name is Deaver is his last name.
Oh, Deaver. Oh, yeah, I forgot you dated Deaver. He was friends with Zach.
I never dated Adam. You thought I did.
You never dated Adam, huh? Okay, all right, so Deaver and Zach were friends.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Who did you date first?
Deaver, in high school.
And then in high school.
Yeah,
okay.
See, I don't even know that I count those relationships.
Okay, all right, no, that. But I mean, she did have two exes at the wedding, but Zach she dated right before, like, that was your last dude before we got married, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. All right, love you, have a great day.
Hey,
okay,
bye.
Right, bye. How do you feel about the Zach one?
The Zach one's okay. Like I said, Zach was so nice to me. Yeah. Super nice to me.
Yeah.
And it wasn't an act. Like, okay. I could just tell, like, he wasn't feeding me crap. You know what I mean? Like, he was just a really nice guy.
Okay.
And he ended up getting married to somebody. I don't know.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that? It was squinty
eyes.
No,
I'm just...
Right before is kind of strange.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, So if Sterling and I get married, I don't want anyone else in the room that's seen him naked be there, you know? Like, I want to be it.
See, and I kind of feel the other way. Like, I wouldn't want Dallas's ex there and looking at the two of us side by side on our wedding day.
Yeah.
Like, what happens is at the last minute, he's like, you know what? Maybe I made a mistake.
Yeah, anyone object?
Right.
Well, I do.
But Zach was there more of like a friend than he was an ex. Like, I never really thought of him as the ex. He was always
like a bud.
He was always her friend and always and then became friendly with me. And it was only 2 months that they dated, she said. I don't know what went wrong.
Yeah, well, maybe.
But I know that Amanda was in like a transitional period when I'd met Amanda, and I told you guys a story. It was like kind of a love at first sight.
Mm-hmm.
I was out with friends, and all of a sudden Amanda was friends with the group I was out with, and I was like, oh my gosh. That's like going to be future Mrs. Maney. Cheesy love story. But at that same day, an ex from a long time ago reached out to her and like sent her flowers.
Okay.
So she's like, this is really strange because I got this new guy in my life that I'm curious about me.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got this old guy knocking on the door again. So
this is exactly why you do not invite exes to your wedding.
He wasn't there. No, not this ex. That was an old ex. Like,
okay,
a long
time ex. That guy didn't make the wedding list.
No, he didn't make the wedding list. No. No. His name is Kyle.
Okay.
She calls him Call with her southern accent.
Southern accent.
Call.
Yep.
I'd look at the, but they still, like, her and her mom still stalk on Facebook.
Why?
I mean, like, my mom will be like, oh, I got to show, or Amanda will say to her mom, I got to show you this picture of Call.
Really?
Yeah, look at him.
Hmm.
You know.
Okay. That's fascinating.
I mean, it's somebody from her past that she dated for a long time.
Yeah, I get it.
I think everyone checks up on their exes. I don't think that's strange.
Yeah. I know, but I mean, I'm friends with a lot of my exes, but I don't know. They don't show up on my Facebook timeline for some reason. Only the same seven people show up on my Facebook timeline.
Ain't that the truth?
I can't figure it out.
Ain't that the dang truth?
So, hey, that War of the Roses, man, we kind of got off track with the whole who is the ex at my wedding. Now I know. Believe me. And by the way, how about me naming someone else? She goes, no, we never dated.
Yeah.
We thought we did, but we didn't. Michelle and Jimmy kind of like broke up because Valentine's Day is coming and he's choosing his bowling league. Basically, he said that like he ghosted her and she should have known that they were broken up. But I love Michelle's line at the end of that war.
I don't got time for nobody else. I got work. I got my family. I got bowling. I'm booked.
I think he's dating a bowling ball. I don't even know.
She had a good sense of humor about it. And, you know, they've been dating a year, and now she knows that that's over. So if you ever want to do War of the Roses, just reach out to us through our DMs or on Facebook or whatever. We do a new one every Tuesday and every Thursday at 7:50.
Still to come.
Wendy Williams, she's been sitting out of her talk show lately, and now she's, quote unquote, super scared she may lose her job. I'll tell you why coming up in the Dirty in 10 minutes.
Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Broy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Real quick before the dirty, Misty's on hold. She's been hanging on for a second.
We're talking about, like, you know, if you've ever invited your ex to your wedding.
It's been the theme for the whole morning.
It really has been. Let's bring in Misty. Hi, Misty.
Hi, guys.
Hi, tell us what happened.
Actually, me and my kid's dad were really good friends, and I'm really good friends with his fiance, and I'm actually helping them plan their wedding. I'm her wedding coordinator.
Yeah, okay. How long were you two broken up before you played wedding coordinator?
Oh, let's see here. We were together for 5.5 years, and then we've been split up since our daughter is 3 and she's 10, so it's been a long time.
Okay. See, and how many
been
people
together for 6 years, and they have a little girl.
See, I feel like enough time has passed there.
You don't. But 3 years wasn't so earlier. The scenario was with a anonymous who said that the previous ex was 3 years prior. So you don't think,
and but that was the first person that she had dated after that relationship failed.
Oh okay. Yeah. Well, Cynthia is Michael's first since me and him split up, but they've been together for 5 years.
Yeah.
So it was at first, it was kind of rocky because when I first met her, he came out and introduced her. And then in that same sentence, he's like, oh, by the way, she's pregnant.
Yeah.
So at first it was rocky. But over the years, me and Cynthia have developed a really good bond with our children. And
that's so great for the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah. A lot of people think it's weird. Like when they asked me, well, are you going to Michael's wedding? I'm like, actually, I'm helping her plan it.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of like,
I'll be there.
That's kind of like Misty. Chris Pratt and his new fiance. Anna Faris was like, I'm so happy for them, and I'm an ordained minister, so I could actually marry them.
That's right.
If I was Misty, I would secretly sabotage minor things.
Me too.
You guys are so petty.
I'm not talking about something major, but be like, oh no, the flowers are an hour late. Well, we still have time.
It sounds to me like Misty's happier for Cynthia than she is her ex.
Oh no,
like,
the meatballs didn't make it.
Lorraine, there's no shot you'd ever plan.
Oh no.
Your ex is wedding.
Oh, I'd plan it.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
There's video on the Today Show. We have the TV on in here. And we'll have to post this. We'll have to find it. But so, it looks like it might be a Kiss cover band.
No, I think it's fire? Kiss, man.
Oh, is it really Kiss?
I think it's Kiss, and the guy's hair just caught on fire.
Yeah. Somebody came out and beat it off of him.
And he kept singing.
No, I think it was a cover band.
Oh, you think it was a cover band?
Because the title was
cover, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
By the way, he kept singing and didn't stop.
The show must go on,
Roy.
Oh,
I'm sorry, y'all.
The show must go on.
That was just up on our screen. Sorry.
Okay. What's going on in Hollywood besides Kiss cover band getting caught on fire?
Yes. So Wendy Williams, she is, quote unquote, super scared she's going to lose her show. Now, she is sitting out right now, and she's been sitting out for quite some time, I think since December, to take care of herself. She's been having some flare-ups with the disease that she has. Well, Nick Cannon's been sitting in with for her, and he's been a huge hit with the audience. Now, there's other people set to be sitting in for her as well, and with things going so well, she's afraid that they're going to recast her show.
Yeah, that's why when we go on vacation, we don't let anybody else sit in here except run the Best of the MRL show. Yeah. That's right. The number one rule. I remember I did mornings in Arizona, and when we went on vacation, somebody else took over for us. When we came back, everybody was like, that guy was spectacular.
Oh, and you're like, ixnay on that person.
Right. Hey, slow down.
Yeah.
All right. Last night was another episode of The Bachelor, and it was to be continued. It was being continued from last week. Well, it turns out that Colton immediately sent two people home and then had a couple dates. Well, everyone's love to hate contestant Demi decided she was going to take things in her own hands and take Colton's V card away, and things didn't quite work out the way she thought.
What's up?
How are
you?
Coco.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, you
want to
come on in?
Yeah, suck. Hopefully, after tonight, Colton won't be the virgin anymore.
No. She's got an agenda.
Yeah, but she confessed her love to him, and he didn't quite reciprocate.
You know, with you saying that you're falling in love with me tonight, and I do think about us, there's a part of me that just doesn't know if we can get there. I don't know right now if I can see myself with you at the end of this.
So she got turned down, no furniture moving, and got sent packing?
Yep.
What a bad episode for Demi.
No, not a good night for her. Cardi B, she was the first female rapper to win Rap Album of the Year at the Grammys. Apparently, somebody wanted to congratulate her with flowers, but it left Cardi B a little confused on who sent them. The card didn't have a name on it. It just said, "You've got a heart so big it could crush this town," which happened to be lyrics from Tom Petty's song Walls. So Cardi B thought Tom Petty sent her the flowers. So she posted on social media a thank you to him, and people quickly reminded her that Tom Petty has since passed.
Yeah,
he is not with us.
Thank you for the flowers, Tom Petty.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if he sent them from beyond the grave, but that would be pretty cool.
I don't know, but I heard, who was it? Somebody thanked Elvis.
He's been dead forever.
I would also like to thank Elvis.
Thank you.
For supporting me. Oh, no, that's Elvis Duran.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
What's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Lauren like?
So I love the Giving Keys. If you don't know the story behind them, they're really cool. They're necklaces, bracelets, different pieces that you can wear. They have a key on them, and they have these inspirational meanings. And if you find somebody who needs an inspirational meaning, you give it away. Well, they're doing a Valentine's Day addition to these key necklaces. This one says same team. They're gold, silver, or rose gold, and they have a red lanyard on them for Valentine's Day. So if you need a little love in your life and you want to give it away, you can check that out at kiss951.com.
Thanks, Lauren. Is your friend a vulture? It's exactly how it sounds. When your friend steals something that you're interested in. We're going to discuss what this is coming up in just about 8 minutes.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Thank you, everyone, from Waxaw to Concord, Kannapolis,
Mooresville,
Matthews,
Mugsville,
Albemarle. Yeah, we had a call from Mugsville today.
Yeah.
And don't forget Asheville and Boone. We love you guys. We hear from you guys up there, too. Thanks so much for hanging out with the MRL Morning Show. If you are a fan and you're part of the MRL Show family, then tell a friend to join the fam.
Thank you to people in Peachland, which surprisingly is not Gaffney. You would think they called Gaffney Peachland.
Yeah.
Right.
That's not the case.
Hey, if you have a friend who vultured you, we sure would love to hear the story at 704-570-9595.
Is it like when we go out to eat and someone's picking at my food?
Ah.
Like vultures do?
So according to this article, it's the newest friend trend, and it ain't good.
Okay.
It's when you tell your friend that you have a crush on somebody, and that friend jumps you like a vulture and takes them away.
Oh, that's not a real friend. I thought you were going to say, like, they pick at your other friends. You know how you meet somebody, and then, like, you become the favorite in the friend group?
Oh, okay.
Like, that's what I thought that okay. was going to be.
Vulturing is when you, as a friend, tell another friend who you like and who you're crushing on, and that friend says, oh, I never noticed that person. Flies over her. Or him. And I had that happen to me. I told you I got vultured by my buddy in college.
Yeah.
I did all the work to meet this woman. She was very attractive, wouldn't talk to anybody in class. I told my buddy, Tom, I said, I'm going to go talk to her. I'm going to break that. I'm going to crack that nut. And I worked it for, like, months just being friendly. And she was a tough nut to crack, yeah, let me tell you.
I bet.
Yeah, she was, like, at first, she wasn't interested at all. Kind of like our radio audience.
Yeah. Right.
But the more you get to know us, the more we grow on you.
We're like a mold.
Yeah.
Slowly growing.
So finally, I got, like, one or two dates. The next thing you know, he's like, hey, we have more in common than you and her do, so we're going to be going out now.
Oh.
Hey, I'm glad I got to do all the mining for you.
Speaking of the mold, and sometimes you realize there's mold in the house and you clean it up. And that same thing with us. Sometimes you realize we're too good, then you kill us in ratings, and then and then we regrow.
So we need to hear, did you have a friend vulture you? Did you have a friend jump over you and stole your crush?
Oh, I did for sure. I was back when I was pretending to be straight.
Those were the days, huh?
Yeah, I had a girlfriend, and I noticed that she was wearing a necklace. And I was like, well, that's a weird necklace. And then I noticed it was a high school, like, I noticed when she moved it, it was like a high school ring.
Like a class ring.
Like a class ring. And I was like, well, I never bought one. And so I thought it would be weird for her to wear her own like that. And I asked her about it. It was my best friend gave it to her because they've been hooking up. They've been dating behind my back. My best friend. Now, because I was secretly gay, I didn't care.
Mm. You weren't broken up by it.
No. So we broke up.
The heartbreak.
Me and my buddy went out and had some drinks, and he apologized. And I'm like, yeah, no big deal. You're fine.
Did you come out to him there?
Not then. No.
Okay. Yeah, dude, don't worry about it. You're taking it so well, Roy.
I know.
Well, let me tell you why.
I screwed you over.
Let me tell you why I'm taking it so
actually,
well.
Actually, you did me a favor.
You did me a favor. Yeah.
Someone with a 980 area code texted us to 704-570-9595 and said that they did that to one of her friends. She likes someone, but she was in a relationship, so I vultured her.
Hmm.
Went for it.
Still not okay.
They're proud to admit it.
Yeah, but if that person's in a relationship, they're not going to... Wait a minute. Hold on, Loren. If you're in a relationship and you tell a friend that you have a crush on someone, wink, wink, like secretly, and that person...
Yeah, I guess
you're in a relationship.
Okay. Yeah, I guess you can't get mad at that.
Nope. All right, we need to get some calls going on this. We want to talk to you guys when your friend vultured you.
704-570-9595. That's how you reach us directly, people. Call us.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So who was a vulture? We just learned that's the term when your friend swoops in and steals your man or woman. Let's talk to, this is Nikki in Fort Mill. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi. Okay, so my story is actually pretty recent.
Okay.
So I recently broke up with a guy that I've been dating for about 3 years. And a couple weeks ago, I found out that he like went out of town with a group of friends. And he hit up my best friend who lives in Charleston and asked her, like, hey, will you come meet up with us and show us around the area? And she did, but, like, they kept it a secret from me. And I found out through, like, another friend who had saw all of them out together. So I confronted her about it just to see, like, you know, like, I wouldn't really care, but why'd you lie about it? And then, you know, she was talking to me, and she didn't really say that they're a thing. But she definitely said, like, she was like, hey, look, you know, you brought him into my life, and I want you to know that, like, I really enjoy his company, and I'm going to keep him in my life regardless of what you guys are. And I thought that was really fishy and really, like, kind of inappropriate as her being my best friend.
Yeah.
So.
Yep, you got vultured, all right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I played a vulture sound effect. You didn't get to hear it. But yeah, and even though that she wasn't the one that made the move first, he reached out to her. She still was there for the pickings, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that, Nikki.
She didn't tell me about it, which was like the fishy part.
Yeah, that's awful. Yeah. So you guys aren't friends anymore?
I mean, we still talk, but it's definitely like really awkward for both situations because me and my ex were still friends. Mm. So now it's just this awkward thing between all of us. So.
I mean, if you really pull back the layers, were they ever really friends?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's, you're going to do great. I know it. You're going to find somebody that's not going to vulture you, and you're going to find a new dude.
Thanks. No, I'm an independent woman.
There you go.
That's right. That's right. Love it.
Lots of bell rings for Loren. Thanks, Nikki. Let's see.
Talk with Aaliyah. Aaliyah in Mooresville. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi.
Good morning, Aaliyah. Go ahead. Who vultured you?
My coworker, actually. My best friend.
Mm. Oh, your best friend.
What happened?
I told her I was going on a date that morning, and she was like, oh, let me see a picture of him. So I showed her a picture of him. She was like, oh, okay. Well, she was talking to the same guy, and she went on a date with him, too. And when I told him, he was like, oh, well, I'm not going to talk to her no more. She got mad at me, and she said it was my fault.
So I'm so confused. Who vultured who?
So when I showed her the picture, she wouldn't tell me that she knew the guy.
But she was already dating him as well?
Yeah.
She dated him before you did.
She was on a date with him, too.
Yeah, but before you.
Yeah.
So you, then who... So if they... Hang on.
She accidentally vultured.
She unknowingly vultured her friend.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Aaliyah didn't... Yeah. Thanks, Aaliyah.
I was about to say, I was like, well, then how is this a vulture? this is... Vincent in Annapolis. I love that sound effect.
I'm not even sure that's what a vulture makes, but...
remember those commercials? I should have got a falcon. Yeah. Like, that's what it reminds me of.
Hey, Vincent.
Hey.
Hey, man. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. No, you're fine. I was just welcoming you in. So tell us what's going on.
So I actually got vultured by my buddy twice our junior year in high school.
What happened?
Does high school... Hold on. Before we continue, does high school count... Is that still vulturing?
So. I think because the kids don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's not real relationships.
Yeah. I mean, are you upset about it, Vincent?
Not now. At the time, I was kind of.
Yeah. I get it. All right.
I'm sure my sister, who married her high school sweetheart, would disagree with that statement.
But that was like you were a baby vulture.
All right. So he gets a baby vulture sound.
Yeah. There you go. That's
there you go.
All right. Let's talk to Anonymous in Hickory. Hello, Anonymous.
Hey.
Hi, Anonymous. I know you're going to be listening at noon for your chance to win $300 with 5 seconds to cash, right?
I mean, I'm thinking about it.
Okay. Just making sure. So tell us the time that...
you get vultured in elementary school?
It was not elementary school. It was actually about 4 years ago.
Good.
So, and I'm almost 30, so...
But, go ahead.
Well, basically, I was engaged, and my best friend... started talking to my fiance, and then they had a little thing going on behind my back, and she let it slip to me that she was seeing somebody, and I found out that they had been together, and so I left him, and they got engaged, and she asked if she could buy my wedding dress.
What?
Right? Oh. But then me and her aren't friends anymore. He ended up cheating on her, so I'm married now, and I'm like, secretly kind of happy about the fact that he cheated on her.
Yeah. Well, payback.
Thanks, Anonymous.
Well, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate you for being part of the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show family.
That's right. And also, just to go back to Vincent, who we talked to earlier, we just have a standard dating rule that, like, dating was different in high school.
Sure.
And once you get out of high school and you get into college, all of a sudden, you're in, like, real world rules.
And let's be real. The last thing we need on this radio show is for someone to be talking about underage moving furniture or relationships. We're good.
There you go. All
we're
right.
Good.
Coming up next with the Manny Roy and Loren Show.
So I left the catchphrase at Loren's house after game night, and she brought it in. So I thought me and Loren can play against Nicole and Roy in a round of catchphrase.
Okay, yeah, we didn't get to play it on Saturday night.
No, we didn't. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. When you're pregnant, you have one of these in your belly.
It's baby.
It's two words.
Two words?
Yeah, twins?
No, baby,
Bump.
I would have failed that first thing. I was thinking of something that started with an F. And
yeah. Nicole, find us somebody else to play with, too, on the phone. They could be on our teams, too.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
We had a guy named Robin on the phone. And they were calling from the furniture factory to play catchphrase with us.
Which we love, because a lot of people from that furniture factory calls us.
Yes.
But it was so loud.
There were, like, drills and saws going on in the background, sewing machines.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we lost them. So here's what we'll do. We have Jordan and Concord on the phone. And she's good. She's on a nice, clean line. Hi, Jordan.
Hey.
Hi, Jordan. So to be very clear, there's no prize involved. It's just a fun game. But who do you want to pick?
Play for both of us. How about
play
that?
For both?
Yeah, because we only have one person on the phone. Jordan can play for both of us.
Okay.
All right. So what we're going to do is, if you know catchphrase, we're all going to describe something in here. If you know the answer, you think you know what it is, Jordan, just yell it out.
But you can't use the word.
Can't use the word.
That's on.
And Nicole doesn't have any headphones. So
she doesn't need headphones.
She can't hear Jordan.
I can't hear if she guesses it right.
We'll tell you.
How you're not going to know what my word is.
Oh, that's true. Okay, hold on. You need headphones.
I don't think he's ever played catchphrase on the radio before.
hold on, we're getting... Yeah, here we go.
Here's some headphones.
All right.
All tangled with like 20 wires around them.
Okay.
Jordan, what are you doing this morning?
I'm just driving right now. I'm going to Charlotte.
What are you
going to work?
No, school.
Oh, nice.
I'm actually in college at CTCC.
Oh, okay. CTCC?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Let's play. You want to go first, bud?
All right. I guess that's fair. I'll go first.
So Loren, you and Loren.
And Jordan gets to play, too, because she's the wild card.
And to be clear, because, again, I don't know how to play this, because I actually don't play. I've never played it.
You've never played it?
Except, like, once in
you
my life.
You played it with Cam.
Okay, except once in my life. I don't know the rules. So Nicole and I don't participate when you two are
that's
playing.
That's right. Okay. Correct. Only Jordan participates right, for both of us. Okay? Are you ready? Here we go. Subject is variety. Okay. You eat it. It's two words. You eat it. You can have it for lunch. You also have it. You have it.
Pasta salad.
No, you have this meat at Thanksgiving.
Turkey sandwich.
Another.
Turkey ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich is right. Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
Jordan, okay. Chime in whenever you can.
Okay. Roy, this is three words. Okay.
Oh, boy.
One is what you do when you take your clothes off, but if you do
get naked.
Oh, no. But if you do it slow, there's.
Seductive.
No.
So, risque.
No. Okay.
Sexy.
They do this at the.
Strip.
Okay. That's the first word.
Strip
the,
mall.
Nope. The third word is what you sleep in.
A bed. Strip bed. Okay. Strip mall
so
bed.
So what
strip
are you doing?
Bed. Strip. I'm stripping in my bed. I'm stripping my bed.
What's the middle word? The middle word.
I strip my mattress.
Strip. What'd you say, Jordan?
I said strip mattress.
No. So.
It's not a bad guess.
Did it go?
Yeah, it went off.
Strip the bed.
I think I said that.
He said strip my bed.
You said strip in the bed or something.
No, he said strip my bed. What
because
do I do?
Three
I
hit words next? Doesn't
next.
Make sense.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Catchphrase on the radio.
I didn't do anything. Go, right?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so two words. It's an animal. The first word hops and is from Australia.
Bunny kangaroo.
That's the first word. The second word.
Express.
Nope.
Kangaroo Express.
Can I finish? All right.
What, Jordan?
I said Kangaroo Jack.
Kangaroo Jack.
No, that is not it, but that's close. It sounds like it's an animal that eats little crumbs in your kitchen sometimes.
Kangaroo rat.
Kangaroo rat, you got
nice,
it.
Nice, Jordan.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, this is something that we send to each other during the show
text.
On our phones.
Yo, GIFs. Yes.
Text what?
Messages.
Okay, here we go, buddy.
Yay.
Okay. You do it in the winter. You go down a hill on it.
Sledding. Slide.
It's no.
Skiing.
It's another word. You get in it.
Snowboarding.
A lot of people can get in this thing. It's like a sled and you go.
Sleigh.
Oh, tubing?
One
did it
one.
Buzz?
Yeah, it buzzed. What was it?
Toboggan.
Oh.
All right.
It's a hat.
Toboggan's the hat.
Yeah, that's what I would have.
All right, Nicole's up. Here we go. Tiebreaker.
Wait. Okay. We can continue. We got to get a break.
Look.
We got to continue. We're tied.
Look at me.
She's so competitive. Focus.
Kids drink this. High
Kool-Aid.
C is a...
It's a fruit pouch. It's a fruit drink.
You
it's
bring
a juice.
These... Okay, that's the first word.
Juice.
And then the second word, your Amazon packages come in this. It
the
is
box.
A...
Juice box.
There we go.
Yeah. All right, that's the tiebreaker. Congratulations, Jordan. Thank you for playing with us.
Thank you.
Have a great day, Jordan, driving down from Concord into Charlotte. Look at you, all proud, Roy.
Yeah. Missed anything from today's show? Listen to the MRL Morning Show On Demand podcast using the Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.